Welcome to the Hole in the Wall podcast, where we explore the fascinating world of gaming one deep dive at a time. I'm your host, Aaron, and today we're talking about one of the most innovative features in gaming history, the AI from Left 4 Dead 2. So why are we talking about the AI director? For one, it's a cornerstone of what makes Left 4 Dead 2 such an unforgettable experience. It's not about shooting zombies, it's about how the game feels fresh every time you play, and that's all thanks to the AI director. Most games, enemies spawn in predetermined locations, items appear where you expect them, and difficulties stay static. But in Left 4 Dead 2, the AI director dynamically adjusts the game in real time. It's like having a virtual dungeon master, ensuring every playthrough is an intense and unpredictable game. According to the Left 4 Dead Wikipedia page, the AI director 2.0 not only controls the enemy spawn, but also alters the layout of levels, weather conditions, and item placements to keep players on their toes. Now let's dive into how the AI director doesn't just control enemy spawns. It monitors your team performance, stress levels, and even the overall pacing of the game. If your team is breezing through, the director ramps up the difficulty. Maybe it spawns a tank in a narrow hallway or sends a horde when you're low on ammo. On the flip side, if your team is struggling, it might ease off the pressure. You'll find extra health packs or fewer zombies in your path. This balance between challenge and relief creates a tension curve that keeps players engaged. And it's not just gameplay elements. The director also adjusts the music, intensifying it during attacks and scaling it back during quieter moments. It's like the game is alive, responding to your actions real time. The AI director was revolutionary when Left 4 Dead debuted in 2008, and its impact is still felt today. By making every playthrough unique, it added near infinite replayability. It also inspired similar systems in other games. Think of Xenomorph in Alien Isolation, which adapts to your tactics, or the Nemesis system in the Middle Earth games. Developers saw what Valve achieved and started experimenting with dynamic AI in their own ways. For players, the AI means no two runs are alike. One game might see you sprinting through empty hallways while the next has you fighting tooth and nail for survival. That unpredictability keeps the game exciting, even years after its release. Let's talk about one of those only in Left 4 Dead 2 moments. I'll never forget a time when my team was down to just one medkit. We were limping through a deserted alley thinking we had made it, when suddenly, a tank appeared. Chaos ensued, and we barely made it. Bye. But that's the magic with the AI director. It creates stories you cannot script. The AI director legacy is undeniable. It's a reminder that AI in games doesn't have to be just about smarter enemies. It can also be about crafting an experience that adapts to you, the player, in a way. The AI director turns Left 4 Dead 2 into a collaborative performance between the developers and the game itself. The Wikipedia entries highlights that the AI director 2.0's ability to modify weather conditions and level layouts introduced an added layer of unpredictability, ensuring that no two playthroughs are the same. And that wraps today's episode on the Hole of the Wall podcast. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.